left, Josh Okogie. On everybody's right, Todrick Jackson. We'll open it right up for questions for student athletes.
Todrick, BC coach said he expected, coming out of halftime, he expected you to start taking it to the hoop. Was that what you had in mind?
Not really, no.
It came to you that way.
It naturally happened.
It seemed the first half you're the only one that could buy a bucket. What was going on from your perspective coming in off the bench, just seeing the struggles offensively?
I just feel like we just had a lack of focus, you know, the team not kind of took the game for granted. And the offense was great, so we was getting great looks, and I just feel like we needed to finish, and we was defending great, heading into a low percentage from three and from the two. So I just feel like we just wasn't focused in the first half.
What was coach's message to you at halftime?
Same thing I just said. The offense was great. We defended. This is just made layups. That's it.
I guess, Josh, kind of what was your perspective of it? You had your struggles, especially in the first half, finishing.
I think I really wasn't worried that I was missing shots. We played great defense. We came in at halftime right here. They scored 22 points, so the defense wasn't the problem. So coming to the second half, we were in two. You know, we wasn't stretching over our offense. We knew the offense was going to come, but we just had to stay constant defensively. That's what we did. We held them to 32 points in the second half while we scored 50. So, like we said, offense came, and we were able to share each other's success, and we were able to just get stops.
With Q out, you kind of really stepped up your rebound game, especially in the second half. Kind of what was, I guess, kind of the small lineup, kind of what was the thought process there?
My job is always to rebound, you know, whether Q is on the court or not. But Q being out, now I had to, you know, step it up a whole nother level. Because they had a lot of big guys, you know, crashing the board, so I couldn't leave it all on Ben. We actually had our guards do a great job of rebounding. I think Justin had about eight rebounds, so that's big for him. Josh Heath, Todrick, they all chipped in, got guard rebounds, and that was the difference in the game.
What was the challenge or struggle for you scoring the ball for in the first half?
There was no challenge. Just you make some, you miss some.
Can you comment on Justin's play? He really gave you a spark, it looked like.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's been out a couple of games, and I think if anybody was trying already to play today, it was him. He was just had tremendous energy, you know, at practice. So we already knew he was going to come in the game and give it all he had. That's what he did.
Patrick, it looked like you worked well with Ben, just screen and rolls, that sort of thing, and he was finding you. What did you feel like was working, you know, on your
well, the ball screens, we was told to just go at them in the ball screens, and you know the dunker spots are gonna be open, and just move it. The shade spots are gonna be open, so we just made them guard the ball screen. You know, keep their guards moving. Big man's kind of slow, so we just kept attacking.
Any more questions for student athletes?
The last time you scored 29 points?
First time.
No, like you go back to high school and get them back to.
Oh well, yeah, high school.
It must feel pretty good to score 20 and a half. What does that feel like to be?
It's on to the next game, and you know, it's game over with, and you know, I just can't do anything about it anymore. I mean, we won, everybody happy, I'm happy, and just gotta move on.
Speaking of the next game, how well equipped do you feel you guys are at this stage to win on the road in this conference?
We just gotta bring energy and effort, you know, that's mainly, you know, we're gonna be in Miami away, and there's going to be no crowd down there, so we have to have our own energy. You know, we have to feed up our bench and our players and, you know, coach and just play with a lot of intensity.
Was it good to see? I mean, you guys had a decent crowd for probably the worst team in the conference or close to it. That has to be a pretty good feeling for you guys to see the fans show up again.
Yeah, that was great. It was great last, you know, previous game, you know, against Notre Dame that we had at home. So I feel like we play off them well. You know, they bring a lot of energy to us, and we just feed off them.
You guys could have easily just kind of, I wouldn't use the word pack it in, but you really could have gotten down. But you guys didn't do that. Did that show the resiliency kind of where this team is at right now?
Well, at the end, it was just, you know, you know, I don't know. It was just, we could have scored. We just hold it, and they was pressing, and we were just taking our time.
Josh, do you want to start on as well?
Excuse me?
You want to answer that as well?
Can you say the question again?
You guys didn't give up. I mean, you didn't let the get you down. The shooting, you came out in the second half, played it much better, much cleaner, much stronger second half. And you guys did, you know, like they said, a tale of two halves.
Yeah, Coach, it started off with Coach. You know, he wasn't too he didn't get on us as hard about missing. He even said he hasn't seen nothing like that before. You know, sometimes that just happens. And I knew, you know, we have great guys, and we feed off each other's energy, and we're always positive. Coach hates negative energy, so we don't have no negative energy. One person misses, everybody comes around him and boosts him up, and I think we did a great job of, you know, helping each other and giving each other energy. In the second half, we came up with much more confidence and focus, and we were able to execute offensively and defensively. And we locked in more defensively, which turned into better offense.
Anything else for student athletes? Okay, thanks, fellas.
Thanks, guys.